Chapter 1. The Abyss.
I feel like I'm floating in darkness. My eyes refuse to open, my limbs refuse to move, and the only sense not shut down appears to be my hearing. Hushed voices, repetitive beeping. I hear the sounds of air being pumped and then released into something with a long sigh. Doors swishing open and closed, echoes of footsteps in the distance. And then I hear a voice. A familiar male voice with an unfamiliar timbre. He's talking quietly to someone. I then process that he's talking to me. It's my older brother, Weston. He's blaming himself for some shit I clearly don't understand. What the hell does he think I've been involved in? Silence follows. Is he still here with me? Then his voice floats to my ears. It calms me.
Anyway, sis, when you wake up, you and I are gonna have a long talk about that shit, you hear me? You've been playing Russian roulette with your life, and I need to know you're gonna stop that shit. So for right now, you focus on getting better. After that, I will make sure that you're safe from here on out. I love you, sis.
He said, when I wake up, then I'm not dead. Oh, thank fuck. I'm in the hospital. It explains the beeping noises, which, quite frankly, are really getting on my nerves. So, apparently, something horrible has happened to me that has landed me here in the hospital. I'm trying like hell to recollect what it could be. I feel someone else is standing over me. But somehow, I know that it's not Weston.
My sweet baby girl, Mommy's here. If you can hear me, please give me a sign.
The sound of sniffling follows. Mom is here, and she's crying. I want to give her a sign, I really do, but I can't because nothing is working like it should.
I feel like this is my entire fault, like maybe I should have kept a better eye on your activities at college. Oh, hell, she's beating herself up. If I could talk, I would immediately blurt out to her that nothing is her fault, because I know I have a mind of my own.
I hear distant footsteps getting closer. Someone else is now here with Mom. I hear his comforting words to Mom. It's my father. Family dynamics are funny. Not har-har funny, but rather odd. The reality is, Weston's connection with Mom is much tighter than mine, though I do love her to pieces. But with Daddy, it's like I can do no wrong. Same dynamic between Mom and Weston. He, of course, doesn't see it. My brother and I are a couple of years apart, but growing up, Daddy was gone a lot, and Mom was the disciplinarian. It seemed like I was forever grounded for this reason or that, but not Weston. All he had to do was turn on the charm, and Mom melted like a snow cone in hell. I can hear his comforting words to her right now, in that lovely British accent.
Darcy, love, Carson is strong. She will pull through this, I promise.
Oh, Easton, you can't make that kind of promise. I need her to give me a sign. I've been talking to her for the last 2 days, and no sign she even knows I'm here. I want to scream. I can hear you, Mom. I hear you, Daddy. But nothing will come out. I'm frozen, but not cold. I can't feel anything. Am I paralyzed? My father's voice now sounds tortured. I hate that I've caused this pain to my family. Easton, don't. My mother's voice sounds strange, like there's some dark secret they share.
My God, Darcy, even you must consider the possibility that this proclivity could be inherited, in which case I'm to blame.
Easton, stop, please. We shouldn't discuss this in front of her. Anyway, put that thought out of your mind. I assure you it's not genetic. Oh, shit, what the hell are they talking about?
We don't know that, Darcy. Nobody knows if sexual proclivities are a result of nature or nurture.
Hush, Easton. Let's talk about it later, and not here. Huh? Sexual proclivities? Did I get here because of some kinky shit Daddy thinks I inherited from them? Or more specifically, him? Isn't that just like the parents to want to assume guilt for something they played no part in? I think back to when I was 11 or 12 years old. I was snooping around in my parents' suite before Christmas. Suffice it to say, I found no hidden presents, but I was able to uncover some, well, for lack of a better word, interesting gadgets.